You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. It is a bloodbath on Dalal Street, with the NSE Nifty 50 slumping over 7%, falling 1,782 points to an intraday low of 21,481.80. The benchmark index breached the psychological level of 21,500. This is the biggest single-day fall since February 2022. The BSE Sensex, meanwhile, tanked 5,661 points, or 7.4%, to breach the psychological level of 71,000 and fell to a low of 70,808. For Nifty 50, 900 points more are left for seller circuit, which is placed at 20,937.90. Further, the Indian Markets Volatility Index, India VIX, scored over 50% to 31.71, the biggest single-day gain in 9 years. Also, the Adani Group stocks took a big hit. Not just that, PSU, railway and defense stocks are down up to 18%. Moving to industry sector, cupped chin and distracted from routine business meetings, many were either glued onto television or peering into their mobile phones tracking the trends in ballot counting. While many did not wish to be named, they did see reason for both concern and hope. The concern especially high among those dependent on government project. To him, quote, "The government that comes to power, which looks like the NDA, has to focus on job creation with better wages. In the last 5 years, there has been job creation if you look at the EPFO data, but rural job creation and rural incomes have stagnated," unquote. Like Pai, many within the corporate India feel that people's aspirations have gone up tremendously. Now, latest trends from result day. In the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has exceeded his mother and former Congress President Sonia Gandhi's 2019 victory margin from UP's Raebareli constituency. Currently, he is leading by 2,27,535 votes against his nearest rival, Dinesh Pratap Singh of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Rahul Gandhi had previously represented the Amethi Lok Sabha seat from 2004 to 2019. He has maintained a lead over the BJP candidate since the commencement of the counting process. Over to market news. The Nifty BSE index plummeted by 13.5%, driven by early trends in the Lok Sabha polls, indicating a weaker than expected performance for the Narendra Modi-led National Democratic Alliance. This decline has affected all 20 stocks on the index, marking a broad-based sell-off. REC and PFC have been hit the hardest, each falling by up to 20%, setting a record for their biggest single-day losses. Other stocks are also experiencing significant declines, with losses ranging from 7% to 20%. REC and PFC are experiencing substantial declines, trading with losses of up to 20%, marking the biggest single-day fall on record for both stocks. Other major stocks are also facing significant losses. BHEL shares falls over 18% to intraday low of ₹224.05. Next from technology beat. As all eyes are set on the Apple WWDC 24, coming on June 10th, Apple seems to avoid the launch of any form of hardware this year. News comes in that this year, Apple will solely focus on developing software. According to a report from Bloomberg, the Cupertino-based company has no plans to introduce new hardware during the conference. Furthermore, it seems like Gurman specifically explained that there is no expectations for any new device previews or announcements. The statement seems to counter the early predictions made about a forthcoming next-generation Apple TV. Apple is also expected to unveil updates to the operating systems that will support its range of devices. The devices will include iOS for iPhones, iPadOS for iPads. Latest update on defense stocks. Shares of defense-related companies plummeted as much as 15% in trade on June 4th, as investors rushed to take partial profits following a recent bull run in these stocks. Defense stocks have been particularly favored under the Modi government, reaching new highs due to the government's push for indigenizing defense manufacturing under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Earlier today, shares of Bharat Electronics were the hardest hit within the defense sector, locked in a 15% lower circuit on the BSE. Shares of Bharat Dynamics, Hindustan Aeronautics, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders and Cochin Shipyard also faced significant declines, each falling around 10 to 12%. In the previous session, shares of Hindustan Aeronautics, Bharat Dynamics and Bharat Electronics had surged. Lastly, let's have a look on how markets performed today. Markets saw a bloodbath on D Street throughout the day, as the BJP-led NDA trailed the mark of 300 seats in India's general elections 2024. The Nifty 50 closed 1,379 points, or 5.93% lower at 21,884. Similarly, the BSE Sensex plunged 4,389.73 points, or 5.74% lower at 72,079. Bank Nifty slumped 4,051 points, or 7.95% to 46,928.60. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.